Some 27 million people are victims of human trafficking worldwide, both sex and labor trafficking. That's according to the New York State Bar Association of New York, which has created a special committee to address human trafficking. The subject is also on Governor Andrew Cuomo's radar, as mentioned in his State of the State address. Sonia Osorio is the executive director of the New York City region of the National Organization for Women, or NOW NYC, which is part of the New York State Anti-Trafficking Coalition. She says she is thrilled that Governor Cuomo and his staff view cracking down on human trafficking as a priority and says trafficking occurs throughout New York.
Whether it's the sex trafficking that happens on the track in Hunts Point or in Hudson Valley area in massage parlors, or whether it's the labor trafficking that happens on the pumpkin farms in northern New York.
Hunts Point, by the way, is in the Bronx. She says the issue of human trafficking in the U.S. is fairly new, with the Federal Trafficking Victims Protection Act having been passed in 2000. She says states started passing anti-trafficking laws in 2005. Osorio says it's time to recognize sex trafficking as a violent crime in New York and convict a person of sex trafficking on a Class B violent crime up from a Class B felony. She would also like to see New York State address the following.
We'd like to see that if someone is a minor and they are trafficked or they're prostituted by somebody, that automatically is a case of human trafficking.
James Dole agrees and says such a provision would greatly strengthen New York's anti-trafficking laws.
Eliminating the requirement of having to prove force, fraud, or coercion for the sex trafficking of minors, and this is a big one, that would bring the state's laws into parity, at least the trafficking laws, into parity with federal anti-child sex trafficking laws, as well as the majority of laws across the nation with regards to making it easier to prosecuting those who are engaged in the sex trafficking of a minor.
Dold is policy counsel for Polaris Project, a Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group that aims to combat human trafficking and strengthen state and federal anti-trafficking legislation.
I think in the grand scheme of things and looking from a national perspective, I would feel comfortable saying that New York has some of the best laws in the country.
He notes that Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont all have anti-labor and anti-sex trafficking provisions on the books. Pennsylvania, however, only has anti-labor trafficking provisions, though there is ongoing work to strengthen the laws. And says Dold, even with strong laws in New York, there is still more to be done.
Making available the seizure and forfeiture of assets that are ill-gotten gains from traffickers because of their trafficking enterprises is a huge component to any comprehensive legal framework.
New York State Democratic Assemblymember Amy Paulin, who represents parts of Westchester County, and Republican State Senator Andrew Lanza from Staten Island are sponsoring the Trafficking Victims Protection and Justice Act, part of which includes the following, as described by NOW NYC's Sonia Osorio.
Create a new category of patronizing for prostitution that would be an aggravated patronizing of a minor, or you could think of it as predatory patronizing of a minor. We think that the prostitution law should be in line with a lot of the sex offense laws. You know, currently, if a man is convicted of patronizing and having sex with a minor in prostitution, money is exchanged hands, it should be as serious a crime as statutory rape.
And in reference to sex trafficking laws overall in New York State, NOW NYC's Osorio says,
if you just leave the laws like that on the books, you're making a real statement. You're making a real statement that, you know what, it's just normal. It's just normal for women and girls to be bought and sold.
The New York State Anti-Trafficking Coalition has launched a statewide effort to raise awareness of human trafficking. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.